Live at ACB 2010. This is Michael Off, and I caught up again with Kelly here at Handy Tech, booth number 21. And you can tell us all the cool stuff that you're offering here. The new, I'm going to start with this one because I drank the Kool-Aid and I have a MacBook Pro now, and you actually are selling a Mac workbook.
We Handy Tech started a Mac Academy a couple months ago, and we're really excited about this. And Earl Harrison prepared a workbook that goes with the class. But if you don't want to attend the Mac Academy, maybe you can't get away for 3 days or you just can't afford it, you can purchase the workbook. Here at the show, we have it on sale for $50 a copy, and that's on CD. If you wanted to purchase it after the show, we do have the CDs available for $75. We have it also available in print, large print, and Braille.
Well, that's pretty cool, and I know... you're selling some DM520s, right? Voice recorders?
Yep, we do have the DM520. We're actually out of stock on those
This won't be until after the podcast, so...
after
the convention before folks hear this.
And those are selling for $175, and that includes the shipping cost. We have the Pen Friend, which is a...
The Pen Friend rocks.
RFID reader or whatever.
Actually, I'm told it's not RFID, but whatever it is,
it's working.
Nice little dots. You put it on there, and you stick the device running across there and just record it, an audio prompt that goes with that, and I love it. It's just a great tool.
It is. And then we have the iBill. Actually, we have those here at the show. Those are $99.
That's the big thing, the iBill. Those are kind of hard for folks to find, so... certainly, before we end, we'll give your website, and you can get one of those great $99 gems, a must-have. It's the most affordable solution, right, for currency, and the most accurate from people I've spoken with. It's the first money-identifying device I've ever owned, and I love it. It works great.
Absolutely, and it works with the real, nasty, dirty, limp bills just as well as the crisp ones, as long as the corners are flat.
That's the key. It's the quarter. Just don't bend the corner when you go in, and you're good. So.
Right, exactly. We also have 10% off all of our Braille displays while the show goes on, and our Braille displays work with the Mac, and also they work with system access, so that's very exciting.
So which units are you selling? What might folks find through you as a vendor?
We have everything from the Brailleino, which is a 20-cell Braille display, all the way up through an 88-cell modular Evolution. Between there, we've got the Easy Braille. That's probably the most popular seller. It's a 40-cell Braille display, Bluetooth. All of our Braille displays have the concave ergonomic design. They have user-replaceable double or AAA batteries, so there's no more sending your Braille display off to who knows where to get new batteries. And then, I mentioned that they're Bluetooth, so you can pair them with your cell phone or your computer using Bluetooth. We have the Braille Wave, which is a 40-cell Braille display that has a Braille keyboard and internal note-taking functionality, just like the Brailleino does. The Braille Star, which has a QWERTY keyboard and Braille keys on the front for issuing commands. And then, of course, the Braille Star 80, which is an 80-cell Braille display that works with the computer. And then the Modular Evolution 64 and 88.
Wow, so many choices. What do you tell people when they're trying to decide which display to go with? I guess, obviously, hands-on, because they have different designs as far as key mapping and just kind of the concave design, some of the way they have the cells. But how do you... What advice do you give people in trying to decide what Braille display may be best for them?
First of all, we talk about portability. Do you want something that's going to be a note taker? How big are you looking? Are you going to use it with a netbook? Are you going to use it with, something like your cell phone? I use the Brailleino because it's so small. It almost fits in my purse. Very tiny little display. Works really, really well with mobile speak and talks. And, take it to the grocery store, take it to meet with clients.
Or the iPhone, right? Does it work with iPhone?
Actually, there are some problems with the iPhone right now, but Siggy Kipke from Germany is aware of it, and he is working with Apple to try and resolve that, hopefully within the next couple weeks.
I mean, I wasn't going to ask that, but I was certainly thinking it. What is your personal preference? And you like the Brailleino.
I do like the Brailleino because I like the size. But, like I say, I think our biggest seller is the Easy Braille. People really like the slender design of it. And then also just the way the Braille display is in combination with the keyboard. It's real comfortable. All of our Braille displays also come with very nice carrying cases because, if you're going to invest some money into a Braille display, you certainly want to have a case to protect it from getting beaten around in your backpack or your briefcase.
Yeah, exactly. One good whack, or, you know, keep foreign matter from getting in the cells, so it would just make sense to protect it at that point.
Right, and they do 2-meter drop tests on these things in the factory, so we don't recommend running around dropping your Braille display, but, you know, certainly if it falls off of a table, it's probably going to survive.
Yeah, 2 meters is about 6.5 feet, folks, yeah. So that should take care of most of your drop needs or misfortunes.
Exactly.
Well, cool. Anything else here before we wrap up?
Those are kind of the big things. I would say if you're here at the convention, stop by, pick up that iBill. If you're not here, definitely give us a call. We're happy to send those out to people.
Okay, give the website and the phone number, please.
www.handytech.us, handytech.us, or give us a call, 651-636-5184, and you can send email to info@handytech.us.
All right, Kelly, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Very articulate and knowledgeable, knows her products. You'll get great service from Kelly and Earl and Therese and the gang over at Handy Tech. So check them out. Michael Off, live at ACB 2010 for the Serotalk.com blog and podcast.